Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I have a very high expectation of what I've always thought this franchise is, and that was the best franchise in sports.
In the moments where we are now, as players, we got to execute. Every day, I'm so fortunate to be a part of this team.
This is 49ers Plus Minus.
Hey everyone, it's Matt Barrows with a solo 49ers Plus Minus on a Wednesday, which means lots of injury talk. I think there's two themes for today's solo cast. One is the Arizona boys, Ricky Pearsall, Brock Purdy, who went to high school just a few miles from one another in the Phoenix area. Both seem like they're on track to play in Arizona on Sunday. We'll talk about that more later. The second theme, though, this is the big one, and I hope everybody's sitting down for it. The Arizona Cardinals seem like the more beat-up team going into this Week 11 matchup than the 49ers. The Cardinals had 17 players on their practice participation report on Wednesday. That's a 49ers-like number from recent weeks. The 49ers had seven, and two of those guys, Christian McCaffrey and Trent Williams, never practice on a Wednesday. They're not injured. They were given rest days. So it's quite a contrast. In fact, the Cardinals had so many injuries that they had to have a walkthrough practice instead of their normal Wednesday practice. They had one of their wide receivers, Marvin Harrison Jr., had to have appendix surgery, appendicitis. He's going to be out for the game. They put Zay Jones, another wide receiver, on injured reserve. They've got all sorts of issues on defense. Mack Wilson, their starting linebacker, is injured. Their top draft pick, somebody that the 49ers looked at pretty closely. They had him in for a visit, Walter Nolan. He's only played two games thus far, and he had to come out of the most recent game. Both 49ers and the Cardinals could be without their first round draft picks. Walter Nolan is a defensive tackle. I think he was limited in the Wednesday walkthrough. So I think there's probably a chance that he plays, but he's been banged up. The Arizona Cardinals have been banged up. I would say that wide receiver and defensive line are their two biggest issues, which, 49ers fans will probably not be sympathetic to, but can kind of recognize as a problem. And yes, of course, the 49ers have so many players on injured reserve. So they're not listed on this practice participation report. I don't need to tell you the names, Nick Bosa, Fred Warner, Michael Williams, a big chunk of their salary cap, in fact, is on IR and won't be playing for the rest of the season. But, you know, you're facing now a Cardinals team where the top two wide receivers are probably going to be Michael Wilson and Greg Dortch. And they're down to their backup quarterback, Jacoby Brissett, as well. All right, so let's go through the 49ers position groups, and we'll start with quarterback. And Brock Purdy was officially limited in the Wednesday practice, just as he's been the last 3 or 4 weeks. The difference is that he's taking the lion's share of the first-team reps. And Kyle Shanahan said on Wednesday that they're hoping for increasingly aggressive practices this week. And the Thursday practice will be telling, like it always is. But the plan is to ramp Purdy up aggressively and start him in Arizona on Sunday. So that plan seemed to get off on the right foot on Wednesday. Purdy looked sharp. He looked good. You know, this is the first 20, 25 minutes of practice. So not the full session, but the part that we did see, and you can probably make him out in this video throwing to Ricky Pearsall and George Kittle and some other guys, is that he looked kind of like himself. That was Christian McCaffrey's take. Brock looks like Brock. So I think the question moving forward is going to be, how quickly can he get up to speed? How quickly can he kind of recapture that chemistry with the Pearsalls, with the Juwan Jennings, with Jordan Watkins, some other guys that he hasn't practiced or played with in quite a while?
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
No real changes at running back, wide receiver. Ricky Pearsall was back. His first practice since week four, the same game that Brock Purdy got injured in, Ricky Pearsall was injured in. Apparently, he had a good weekend of rehab. He started to hit all of his numbers. The 49ers like to see, especially receivers, hit their mile-per-hour reading. They all have baselines. They all have certain speeds that they can reach when they're fully healthy. The 49ers want to see those receivers hitting those speeds before they come back to practice. And Pearsall looked like he was at full speed. He was out there. He was kind of going through the rotations with the top three receivers, the other two being Kendrick Bourne and Juwan Jennings. So he does seem on track to play. The question would be, if he does play on Sunday, who goes down? The 49ers usually have five wide receivers in uniform. I think it's safe to assume that Jennings, Bourne, and Pearsall, if he's playing, would be the top three. And then that would leave Sky Moore, DeMarcus Robinson, and Jordan Watkins. And I think that Sky Moore, he almost broke a punt for a touchdown against the Rams. I think that he's probably safe. And so it comes down to Jordan Watkins or DeMarcus Robinson. Do you want to go with the veteran who hasn't been performing like you should, but he is a veteran? Or do you want to go with the rookie who's got all sorts of upside, but you might not trust him quite a bit or quite as much, rather? I will say that Jordan Watkins is faster, and that's something that the 49ers have lacked in recent weeks. They will get an element of speed back with Ricky Pearsall. He's one of their four fastest guys. So they'll have two of their fast guys available, Pearsall and Watkins. But two are still yet to come, and those two are Brandon Ayuk and Jacob Cowing. The offensive line is status quo. I think the only kind of question is whether Spencer Burford and Ben Bartsch continue to rotate, alternate at left guard. Against the Rams, it was two series for Burford and then one for Ben Bartsch. Bartsch had been out with a high ankle sprain since week two, so it was a way to get him warmed up. I think that the 49ers liked how that worked. You'll recall that they've alternated guards in the past, Burford being one of them. I do think that, you know, Bartsch is probably the superior guard and the one that they'd rather have. Bartsch does get injured a lot, however, so this could be a way of sort of mitigating the wear and tear that he absorbs. Tight end status quo. Defensive line, really the only sort of question mark there is Alfred Collins. He was one of three defensive linemen who got hurt in last Thursday's practice, and I'll be writing about the Thursday sessions this week, so keep an eye out for that in the Athletic. Akhalia Davis had an ankle. Keon White had a groin injury. Both of those guys ended up playing against the Rams, and neither of them are on the practice report this week. Alfred Collins did not practice, and you might remember me saying that he was kind of walking around gingerly as late as the Friday practice, and so he was obviously having issues with the hip. They tried to get him to go before the game, and it just wasn't happening. So he was inactive for that game. He was a limited participant on Wednesday. Again, he seems kind of iffy right now, but he does appear further along now than he did 5 days ago. And he's also tracking to play. So everybody who's up on the 53-man roster on the defensive line was in practice. The only other, injuries worth mentioning at linebacker, D. Winters is dealing with the knee issue. And I think probably people saw him laboring with that at times against the Rams. He didn't have a great game. None of the linebackers really did. He was limited on Wednesday. I would say that he looked better, though, on Wednesday than he did a week ago heading into the Rams game. Tatum Bethune was on last week's injury list with a thigh injury. He's not on it anymore. So he seems to be back. So, I mean, it's not a healthy team by any stretch of the imagination, but they are healthier than they've been in a while. So if you're looking for some silver linings in all the clouds this season, this is the one week where they haven't had a new injury. And also the one week where their opponent has way more injuries than they do. Anyway, Tim and I will be back at you after Thursday's practice. That's when we're going to know for sure who the starting quarterback is. I think that Brock Purdy is probably going to talk during the day. So it'll be interesting to dissect what he says and what the 49ers quarterback situation is looking like heading into Arizona. Anyway, talk to you soon. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.